Once again, got another solo cult mini review. And I know that Brent of Home Video Hustle is a big fan of Maverick Home Entertainment, so this episode goes to him. So there's this company that for years has just produced just non to near non-existent, just low budget crapola, like just often specializing in hood movie subgenres. You watch them and you're like, man, you know, so one idiot and a bunch of his cousins got together and tried to do their own take on Tarantino or Boys in the Hood or, you know, Menace to Society. They're a mess. But anyone who loves just atrocious bad movies should totally pick up one of those like 20 packs that they occasionally will release at a Walmart $5 bin. It's just hysterical how they just keep trucking along. This company is like based in like Florida, and for a while they were claiming, oh, we only take stuff that, you know, is made in Miami, but you know, there's no way that could have been. They clearly have taken stuff from just around the globe, and on occasion I have seen a few actors slacking it, like Armin Ashanti of all people. I'm just like, wow, how'd they get these guys on these non-budget movies? And to be fair, they did a good job of fooling us for a while. They would make it be to where it's like it looks semi-professional, but then once you're done watching the trailer and watch the actual movie, you're like, oh, Lord almighty, what did I waste my time on? So anyone who wants to check them out, go for it. These are just hysterical. I mean, just from how it looks, you know, it's an all-black cast, and it's clearly trying to cater to something like Wesley Snipes, The Art of War, or perhaps even Bourne Identity. And you watch the actual movie and they're essentially just a one-man army commando type excuse, but they're just hysterical and just how inept they are. So can't recommend the first one at all. That was just a chore to get through. Just lousy sound, editing, pacing, just all non-existent effort on display. But part two was a great, so bad it's good movie. You should totally see it, because essentially you just have these guys going around pretending to be tough, dialogue that, you know, is so laughable, and then just a hysterical grenade caused death that just had me guffawing for almost at least a good 20 minutes, just because it was just so absurdly done. But it was perfect for those looking for a bad action movie night. That was the icing on the cake. So if you can check any of this shit out, you video hounds, just check those out at your nearest DVD store. I'm sure you'll just guffaw till the sun rises. Soli out.
We'll return after these messages.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsy, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide, all across the globe. We are in the U.S. We are in the U.K. We are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
Run all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up Review Show.